And with your help, I'm looking forward to serving in the state Senate. Thank you.
When Democratic Assemblymember Kathleen Galjani kicked off her campaign for state Senate last month in Stockton, the Senate's top Democrat stood right beside her.
We must elect Kathleen Galjani. We have an opportunity in the Senate to get to a two-thirds supermajority.
Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg has been traveling up and down the state pushing that message. Democrats hold 25 Senate seats. Only two more would give them a supermajority.
Obviously, my main responsibility is to raise the resources and raise the money for the Senate campaigns. And that's what I'm spending a lot of time doing. And we're just going to go, full pedal to the metal between now and Election Day in November.
Senate District 5, which pits Galjani against Republican Assemblymember Bill Berryhill, is one of three key districts that Democrats are targeting. Winning one of the three will get them a supermajority. Republicans have always been concerned about the potential for that, but this year redistricting created more swing areas.
I mean, that's been the issue all year. Can we hold the line?
Republican Senate Minority Leader Bob Huff.
Now, the Democrats, it's a holy grail for them because they can raise taxes, they can override vetoes. There's a lot of little things they can do if they hit that supermajority.
Democrats aren't expected to reach a supermajority in the Assembly, but Huff says it's easier for Democrats to get the critical votes they need in that chamber. So Republicans are playing to voters' fears of what a Senate supermajority would mean.
In just about every poll we do, the people, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, are very concerned that any single party can raise taxes without going back to vote of the people. So that's a strong message that just resonates.
Democrats are also targeting Senate District 27, which includes parts of Los Angeles, the San Fernando Valley, and Ventura County. There, Republican newcomer Todd Zink is running against incumbent Senator Fran Pavley.
This is a tough race. This is probably the toughest of the three for the Republicans.
Wesley Hussey is an assistant professor of government at Sacramento State University.
This is where I think the Republicans will need to divert a lot of their resources to make sure they can win the seat.
Zink, a former lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps, has raised almost $1 million, and TV and radio ads are hitting the airwaves.
Todd Zink, proven leadership to take on the big problems in Sacramento. As a Marine Corps,
but no matter how much Republicans spend in District 27, they'll likely be outspent by Democrats. The other closely watched race is Senate District 31 in Riverside County, which pits Democrat Richard Roth against Republican Jeff Miller. Again, Wesley Hussey.
This is a district Republicans have actually done well in registration. In other parts of the state, they're losing registration. Here, they actually gain in the last 6 months. So you can see they put a lot of effort in here, a lot of resources here. They think they can win this one.
An odd dynamic in that race, a Democrat who lost in the primary, former Assemblymember Steve Clute, has endorsed the Republican candidate. His reasoning, according to his endorsement letter, Sacramento politicians have become too involved in local races because they want a supermajority. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.